We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Hello, Vinny.
What happened?
To what?
I don't know. You got pink glasses on.
Oh, there. I don't have my contacts yet. I had to order them from the optometrist.
Oh.
So I have my fancy pink glasses on.
So you got to wait them out, huh?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I ordered them last Wednesday, though, so they should be here any minute. I was hoping right. They'd get here yesterday, but...
They didn't.
These are like the three-way...
Yeah, the multifocal little contact lenses.
What a weird world.
I know. It's great, though.
I passed a place when I was driving up with my mom, and it was bionic.
What do you mean?
It was called bionic something, and I thought, well, could that be what we know bionic to be?
I need bionics. Imagine that. I read a lot of sci-fi, and there's always, like, you know, these people who just have, like, enhanced synthetic muscles and, you know, titanium bones, and stuff. That's great. Well, I need that.
Yeah, I mean, it stuck in my head. I went... It's a big building, and it has bionics written on the front.
Fantastic.
Wonder what's going on
there. We
need
those little inserts, right? Remember Steve Austin could just, like, he could go, like, and, like, focus his eye in? And then when he'd run, it would go...
Yeah, of course I do.
Just go faster
and
faster.
What I'm talking about.
Dude, those shows were great.
What do you think I thought of when I saw that?
Bionic. The bionic man, of course.
Right.
And the woman.
Well, sure.
Lindsay Wagner.
Yeah. I just like the bionic man. Felt like they were just...
It was hot, huh?
Just trying to strike while the anvil was hot. I can't remember. What is that?
The
phrase?
Iron is hot.
Thank you. You're Thanks. Welcome. Striking while the iron's hot. Let's get another one on there. But the $6 million man is so ridiculous now. Like $6 million barely buys you a freaking house in the Bay Area.
Yeah,
you're not kidding. It would be the $6 billion man. Times 1,000. Yeah. Anyway, how was your day yesterday? How's your mom?
Well.
How's Sandy?
We got our car fixed, which took a little while.
The new battery?
Yeah, the new battery.
Yeah.
Did it start up and you had to take it or you brought the battery
home?
No,
it was able to start up for a minute, which was really lucky.
Yeah.
So we got it fixed. Long day. Finally got to bed and then the baby woke me up at midnight.
Oh.
All right.
Right. So the good side of that is...
All right.
The best part of that story is, because none of that's good actually... Is that I watched that cartoon Spider-Man.
Mm.
Oh. Into the Spider-Verse.
How is it?
Super fun.
Dude, I've been, for like 2 weeks since it's been available, or however long, I keep telling, like, let's watch that.
Who's saying no?
The people who don't want to pay $21.99 for it.
Oh, I just bought. When you're up at midnight 30.
You just buy it?
And you're like, I have 3 hours to kill. I'm watching
it. Oh, you
it.
Didn't go back to bed.
No, I just told you what I did. That was what I did.
Oh, I thought you...
That baby screaming woke me up at midnight, and I went, well, there's that. I'm going to go ahead and get up.
Did your mom get up or Christina got up?
Oh, my mom's not doing the night stuff.
Oh.
No. My mom's helping with the day stuff, but not the night stuff.
Good for her.
She's 70-something, man.
Yeah.
She's doing everything
so
she can.
So you got up at 12:30, and you took care of the baby until you had to go to work then, right? Is that what happened?
That's exactly it, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Spot on.
Bottle, thank
How'd you,
you
know?
I just know these things.
That's what
I mean,
I
you're
did.
Already up. Let her get a couple more hours of sleep.
Sure, I sat there and held the baby's hand.
Would it be too full to have a night nanny and your mom in the house for a month?
A night nanny?
Yeah, night nanny.
Who can afford that?
Well, just for a month, maybe you guys.
Might be worth it, Ben.
No.
That college fund.
No. No, it's cool. It's look, when I argued against the baby, this was exactly why.
Mm.
But that's the deal. It'll end, and then I'll have this wonderful kid, and I'll be like,
sure.
Well, I survived the baby phase.
You do get a good one.
And then afterward, it's all good. But right now, this is exactly what I was like. We shouldn't do it. We really shouldn't do it.
But it's only a year. It's only a year of horror. Yeah,
but anyway.
Babies are no fun.
That film is... It's not great. It's fun.
Oh.
It's super fun, but it's like some guy took LSD or microdosed and then did a version of Spider-Man.
Oh.
It's super weird. It's... It doesn't have... it's not Up. It's not Cars. It's not...
Oh, you're just saying it's a fun...
It's fun. It's really fun.
Right. But not epic or life-changing or...
No.
It's not going to change the way we make movies in the future.
What did you give it?
I think I gave it 4.5 or 5.
Oh, yeah, I thought you gave it a perfect. You loved it.
You thought it was perfect?
I loved it. I didn't think it was perfect.
I thought it was the best Spider-Man movie ever.
Yeah, well, the
that I'll give you.
Really?
Yeah, that I'll give you.
Better
but
than
I don't
the first
think
Tobey Maguire one.
Yeah, I don't think the Spider-Man movies were that great.
No. Oh, thoughts? Thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Oh. No thoughts. All right.
Well, I liked the Tobey Maguire ones, but I just like what they did with this and bringing together all those dimensions. I just thought it was super creative.
It's fun.
You know, that was Nick Cage, the black and white one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that crazy?
What?
Nick Cage has one of the voices in the film.
If we tell you, we'll be giving something away. So just take it as Nick Cage is a voice in the film.
Okay.
You know Mahershala's in it too, right?
No.
The uncle?
He's the uncle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wait, so you're saying I gotta watch this and listen for Nicolas Cage?
Well, I didn't hear him.
You'll pick it up probably.
Oh, so you don't know which one it is?
No, I do.
Now
when
that,
he described, right. He said something key that made me go, I know who that is.
How did you know that was him?
Because we went with one of our friends who's a yogi, and as soon as he started talking, she leaned over to me. She goes, "That's Nick Cage." I go, "No, it's not." And then we sat in the credits, and I'm like, oh my God, that was Nick Cage. Yeah.
So do yogis know
voices? They're tuned to different wavelengths.
Is that their thing?
She picked up. You guys have met her. Her name's Nina. She comes to our events sometimes.
That's the hot yoga lady. Yeah, that. Yeah. Why? God, why don't you date
her?
She's
very pretty.
She's married.
Very pretty.
With kids.
Oh, married with kids.
It's over. What'd you say?
I said, it seems like she likes you a lot, though.
I know. But
well, it's hard enough to like human.
Can't do anything about
God,
that. You know the first Spider-Man in the movie, the one that gets knocked off? That's Chris Pine.
Sure.
The very beginning.
Why are you saying stuff?
Why are you saying all the
Don't
things?
Say stuff.
I'm just telling you, man.
Anyway.
Well, the rest
no one
of us
else
will just ignore it. Right.
I really enjoyed it. It was very fun. It's super out there, but not in a way that makes you go, you're bugging me. It's more like, oh, that is so fun.
Oh.
So like, weird.
Like and the animation looks really neat.
Yeah, it's really well done.
You see what? Peter Porker? You like Peter Porker?
Peter Porker? Is he a pig?
Super cute. Yeah, he's a pig Spider-Man.
Too much. Don't stop telling things.
I just want to know if Vinny liked that guy.
There were some very funny moments with him, yes. I like that. Anyway, the real question of the day has nothing to do with that because I have a baby at the house. Of course she woke me up.
Right.
That comes with it. The real question is it still raining in your house?
Yeah, what the? That's exactly what the real question is. What hell is happening at Casa Yuzette?
The dryers are everywhere. The fans are everywhere. Humidifiers are everywhere.
Dehumidifiers.
We can't dehumidifiers. We can't hear each other at all. Oh. And it's so frustrating. What? I don't know what you're saying.
So
text
what have they?
Me.
What have they
have
done?
To text each other in their house.
Yeah,
with the toilet. Like, is it? You just turned off the water. Or like, what's happening to make sure that no more water rains down?
Well, we have to dry everything first, and the plumber was there yesterday.
Did they do that?
The restoration people were there yesterday, and. The carpet guy was there. Vic was there yesterday.
Carpeteria.
They put a camera through the pipes. There's no blockage.
What? Yeah. So what is the freaking problem?
I don't know. I can't tell you anything right now.
Oh. No blockage.
Mm-mm.
It's like a hole in it?
I don't know. I just feel like we should just get a new toilet altogether.
Well, you need a new toilet.
I mean...
And then they should also take out wherever that pipe was leaking from, that needs to come out.
They're cutting holes.
Oh, fantastic. God, awesome. Who doesn't love holes in their house?
There's holes in the ceiling and blue tape everywhere with arrows pointing.
God.
There's arrows in the bathroom pointing.
So they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Do the arrows help?
They help the guys. The guys. Okay. They don't do anything for me. I don't really care. But
Hughie just tries not to look at those.
Yeah, I just keep tripping over all the fans and everything. I think I've got probably about 4 bruises on me right now.
Say it, Hooman.
Don't say it.
I didn't want to.
You want to get me in a bad mood?
No, I'm saying it in my mind.
I know, so am I. You know, it's true, though. I mean, that's the thing. When you own the house, ultimately, it's your responsibility.
Totally.
There's so many great benefits to being a homeowner, but.
How about this?
We love that house.
Well, it'll be resolved. It sucks, but it'll be resolved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just super. I slept in the bedroom last night with
Ella.
2 fans and a dehumidifier going.
Oh, God.
I had the TV turned up maximum to watch the Leaving Netherlands.
Oh, you did? You wound up watching the second half?
Yeah, and I swear, I had to get up so many times. I paused it. I went up to the TV and then watched their lips.
Oh, boy.
And then went up to the speaker TV to hear what did... 3 times I was like, what did he just say?
Are these just like
what did he just
total
say?
Industrial fans? Like,
yeah, basically.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they are.
Just like helicopters in your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? When you're tired, you'll sleep through anything.
Sure. It's a white noise.
Yeah. So I watched that, and then I watched some of the Oprah thing.
Yeah. Oh, that was on pretty late.
What Oprah thing?
There was an Oprah interview with the two guys.
Remember, we said there was
going to
be something afterwards, and so it was Oprah that did it. Her network produced it, but it aired on HBO right afterwards. It wasn't that late because on my system, it aired at 5.
Got
it. So the Neverland, both days, Saturday
and Sunday,
5 to 7.
That's the nice thing about HBO. It has that, you know.
Yeah.
East Coast.
It's an East Coast feed, basically.
So that was good. So I would just watch a little bit of the Oprah, and I was just, okay, I was pretty done by then. Mm. I wish I could have stuck it out, but I was just like, I can't hear what anybody's saying. Let me put it on a rerun so I know what people are saying. I don't actually have to listen.
Right.
So I ended up putting
I've seen this 50 Big Bang Theory. Let's watch that.
I put it on Bravo, and then I put it on 2.5 Men. I'm like, okay, I know this episode. Let me roll over here. And then just fell asleep.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. You slept.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
I slept, and then I woke up around 2:30, and they went in John's room and woke him up.
Why?
Because he likes it, Ben.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, why?
Actually, I was already awake.
She just said yesterday he's not a morning guy.
Did you hear that?
Because
he likes it.
He actually, you guys.
I believe it.
I went
no,
downstairs.
Don't.
I woke
I
up.
Do.
Oh, my God.
I woke up.
You know what?
That I went downstairs to the bathroom, so I didn't have to go use his bathroom to wake him up. I came back upstairs. I got back into bed. And then a few minutes later, he comes in. Do you guys want to come in my bed?
What'd you say?
I go, come on, Ella.
No fans in his room?
No.
Well, there's no fans. Why don't you make him sleep in the room with all the fans?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I don't do that to him.
Oh, I know what it is.
But
there's no TV in his room.
I was just going to say, there's no TV in
his room. I don't
want
to do that to him.
Yeah, plus there's no TV.
There's no TV.
Man.
That was a TV.
He goes, if I put a TV in my room, do you want to come over? Do you want to switch rooms? No. No.
Yeah, but you do.
Yeah.
I don't because on his room, on that side of the house, is where the kids play.
Oh.
Because it faces the other side of the house. And so the kids all around play, like in the street right there. And then everybody's garage door is going up. So you hear everyone pulling in, pulling out. The boys with their.
So you're on those the quiet
cars,
side.
Those fast little, you know, loud engine cars.
Oh.
No.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the little RC cars, like little
remote control.
They do remote control, but I'm actually talking about the boys, like the teenage boys that have those really loud, annoying engine cars.
Like Rice Rocket.
Yeah, like those little cars. Oh, they're always coming and going.
Oh.
So that side of the house is noisy. I'd rather have my side.
Yeah, you're
quiet.
On the good side, right?
Yeah.
You're on the wet side. It's wet down there.
Down there, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we have another 2 days of the
fans.
Of the fans going.
So they need it to be completely dried out before they.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they're going to draw 100 more arrows on your walls today.
Whatever. Whatever they need to do.
Yeah, draw the arrows.
I just had to let it go. To let it go, man.
You have to. I mean, honestly.
But the most frustrating part is that we can't hear each other. And so, you know how annoying it is? Like,
yes.
I hate saying things like, I'll say it once, twice, I'm okay.
Right.
3 times, I'm just annoyed.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then this morning, I was in his shower, and he's talking, And I'm going, what? Yeah. Are you talking to me?
Don't do it.
And he comes in, I'm talking to Ella. Ow! Okay! Well, don't talk while I'm in here because I think you're talking to me.
That was at 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But in our house. And then this morning when I was leaving.
Oh, send her go. All right. What else did you do to him?
I know.
The joys of being married to you, Zet. Keep going.
I go, hey, where's that? I wanted to bring Hooman in to check something else, something out that I've been using for my back and my leg.
Oh, yeah.
It's a roller thing.
Oh.
It's out on the couch. And so I asked John where he moved it. He said in the garage. I go, okay, I want to bring it to show Hooman. And then so I go downstairs. I get to the garage. And he's not down there. I'm like, hey! Hey! Where are you?
Oh, those are the just the fans. I thought the Kraken was about to come out.
Yeah, and then I walk back up the stairs. And there's the fan. Turn it higher. Hey! John!
What? Are you talking to me?
I'm in the garage. Where are you?
Follow the arrows.
Yeah. Look at the ceiling.
Oh, my God. Turn that off. That is so... I couldn't live
and
with that for 1 minute.
He's like, where'd you go? He goes, you must have walked right by me. Oh, yeah, I don't know. He goes, I didn't see you. I go, I didn't see you. I got to go, man. I got to get out of here.
Are you cooking in the house or are you guys eating out every meal?
No, we haven't cooked yesterday.
I'd be wanting to get out of there, too.
Well, yesterday I stopped on the way home and got some 101 burgers, cheeseburgers. And that was pretty much, you know, our lunch and dinner.
Oh.
You know, we don't have too much of an appetite right now, you know? This kind of takes over your life.
Yeah.
And you just feel sick about the whole thing.
Right. I would be looking for every opportunity to just get out of the house.
Well, Let's go get
a pizza somewhere.
Yeah.
Or something. Anything.
There's Ella we're concerned about, too. And he's like, are you going to bring Ella to work with you tomorrow? I'm like, oh, man, I don't know.
You should have.
No, I can't. Well, he's off today. Mondays and Tuesdays, he's off. But the other days, like, we can't leave her there with all the workers and all the stuff that's going on. And I feel bad bringing her here. And
why?
I don't know, because it's just...
You shouldn't feel bad. She's fine.
Be bothered by her.
No one's bothered by her.
There's nobody here. It's just the morning show.
Well, yeah. You know, I want to let Michael know and stuff. I just don't know how long this darn thing's going to last. And I don't want to put her in a daycare. I don't have money for that, but...
I would say, personally, I don't know. Anyone want to... I do not give it a second thought. I love that dog.
I bring that dog every single day.
Dog's fine.
Yeah.
She's all right, baby.
She's actually starting to like me.
Yeah, I'm just reading the news. Yeah, everything's cool.
All right.
Yeah, well, bring her every day. Of course.
We'll see.
Yeah.
It's a good Instagram post, too.
Oh, boy. Because that's what we're all thinking.
That's what Hooman's thinking.
He's our social media queen. So.
Yesterday, he's like, I have an idea. I have an idea for a thing. He always comes in and asks you if you have a certain kind of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I have that.
You want to know the idea? Nobody could do it because I can't believe it.
Well, he asked me and I didn't have one either.
So math day is coming up this week. And I thought it would be fun if we all wore T-shirts with a number on it.
Is that the same thing as Pi Day, or that's different?
No, it's different.
Well, Pi Day is, we should do something for Pi Day.
Well, okay, anyway.
Like get a pie.
No. Well, you know, we are always looking for our
Yeah, we'll do that next week. It's next week, everybody.
Great.
Pi Day is next week.
Great.
Okay, anyway, back to math day. So I still walked in, I said, hey, Uzi, you got a T-shirt with numbers on it? She said, no. I go, great. And then I walked in. Sarah, you got a T-shirt with numbers? No. Bryn? No. I'm like, forget
it. Well, I asked. I said, a jersey okay? But
yeah, jersey's fine.
But you're too busy yelling at Sarah, so I was just like, all right.
I just didn't. I'm so sorry that I don't. I just don't think I have a single shirt with a number on it.
Mm. Well, I thought you guys both might have a.
Well,
I'll put tape on a shirt or something.
That's
for
ghetto.
Reason I thought Sarah's. What's that
ghetto.
Shirt we got you, Sarah's team or something like that?
Team Sarah. Yeah.
Team Sarah. That might have a number on it.
No, there's no number.
Oh, there's no number?
Okay. Oh, I wore that to bed last night.
Oh, you did?
I did. I love that shirt.
Good.
Every time I wear it, I think about you guys.
Yay.
I'm like, I got a whole team.
Team Sarah.
We've never seen you in a numbered shirt. That's ridiculous.
I know.
You got to have something.
I can't think
of one. None of your Red Sox shirts have numbers?
No, they don't have. I have all kinds of sports shirts.
None of your Celtic shirts?
Nope.
None of your Pat shirts?
Nope.
Do you guys all want to go buy a T-shirt with a number on it so we could do this?
No, just get a roll of tape. Get a roll of, like, electrical tape or duct tape or something.
So lazy.
Oh. What? Well, do we? How about 97.3 shirts?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I think we have those.
Boom.
Michelle, that's where you come in.
Okay, boom.
Promotions.
We're done here.
What do you mean?
KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.